Studying for ACCA exams, biorhythms and time management. Rebecca Evans, head of ACCA for Kaplan, has seen hundreds of ACCA students struggle with preparing for exams. She's also seen hundreds of students pass exams and go on to have successful finance careers. We asked her for the best way to prepare for ACCA exams. Listening to your biorhythms and turning off your smartphone. Yes, really. When preparing for exams, many students struggle with two areas that are often interlinked: time management and motivation. When starting to study, the exam can feel so far away, but thinking like this can be a mistake. This lack of motivation early on will cause you to fall behind, and as the exam gets ever closer, the realization that you can't learn everything can become overwhelming. The result? Higher levels of stress that reduce your ability to learn effectively. So here are my top tips for good time management. 1. Study little and often. Cramming places the knowledge in our short-term memory, so once we walk out the exam hall, most of what we've learned is forgotten. Although this may lead to a pass in the exam, it does not create good accountants, and we need to be good accountants to improve our career prospects. 2. Plan your time. Don't spend hours doing a beautiful colour-coded study timetable, but do think about when you're going to study. Complete your homework tasks, course assessment, and practice past exam questions. 3. Make it realistic. Don't plan to work 5 hours every evening and all weekend for the next few months, as that is unsustainable, and very quickly you get behind with your plan, leading to demotivation. Consider your work and personal commitments, and remember to allow a little downtime for relaxation. 4. Stick to it. Don't let yourself get distracted. If you have planned to study, then study. 5. Stay positive. We all have those moments when we feel a little overwhelmed. Just remember why you are studying ACCA. To gain a globally recognized accounting qualification, to improve your career prospects, and for the personal satisfaction of becoming a qualified accountant. And when you finally get down to studying, how can you do this effectively and make the best use of your time? Here are some golden rules for effective study. 1. Listen to your own biorhythms. Some people study better in a morning, others in an evening. Consider what time of day suits you best and try to schedule as much of your personal study in these times. You'll find you learn much more effectively, i.e. learn more in less time. 2. Switch off electronic devices. To study effectively, you need to concentrate, and you can't concentrate effectively at two things at once. Find a quiet place, turn off the TV, radio and your phone. You'll be surprised at the results. 3. Make notes. Don't just read textbooks. 4. Practice, practice, practice. At every level of the ACCA qualification, my top tip is always the same. Questions, questions, questions. The more question practice you get, the better prepared you will be. The exam is made up of a number of questions, so you need to practice how you use your knowledge to answer them. Let me put it another way. You would never go to sit your driving test without having practiced actually driving the car. Your tuition provider will supply you with lots of practice questions, but there are also lots of past exam questions available on the ACCA website that you can download for free. Studying for your ACCA qualification will require hard work, effective study, and good time management, but the good things in life are not always easily achieved. So start by imagining the exams are in the next few weeks. That should help you feel more motivated. Add to this a few of the tips on effective time management, and you'll be a lot closer to achieving your goal of passing the ACCA exams.